Welcome to the mystical world we live in with Almi. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almi.
Hello and welcome to our show, and we have some wonderful topics to share with you that are very fresh, that have actually just sort of happened this last week. It's 2 a.m. in the morning for me, and I'm in Dublin with a group of masters who are the Ascended Masters that are of the Order of the White Rose, a sacred order that guards the libraries of Isis, from which we translated the plates that became opening the doors of heaven, and the revelations of Isis. And also, they are the guardian of the order of incorruptible white magic, the secrets of the white rose. That is part of what they is in their custody. So it's always a delight to be here. I'm here three times a year. And if ever your heart tells you to join you, you can look on our website and come over when it's exactly the right time for you. But my beloved light family, I want to share with you some issues that normally is not something that I speak about, but I put it specifically on our roster of topics that we will speak of simply because there are so many questions coming in through our email list. And by the way, we hope you're on it because we regularly answer your questions and send out sort of bi-monthly at the very least question and answers to our email list as well. But regardless, we are speaking today about the alien agendas with humanity. There has been an increase of sightings in ships and contact that people have actually observed in visions, dreams, and sometimes face-to-face, some of these Star Brothers. And after a history of malignant interference with humankind, we are actually at the point where we don't quite know who to trust, who not, why are they here, what do they want with us, and so forth. So to the best of my ability, it's a complex issue, but let me start in this very first segment of our show and share with you some of what has gone on in the past. Then I want to share with you the very good news of what is currently our interaction with these beings. So, my brothers and sisters, the races across the cosmos have recognized for a very long time that somehow their demise was connected with the Earth. That every time the Earth moved up, some of these races found that they could no longer see the future. And this end to their future of being able to, for instance, time travel with their ships, which they were able to do at that time, they were not able to time travel beyond a certain point, because beyond that point, they simply didn't exist. A massive study amongst the races took place to try and find out why so many of them found themselves boxed in a timeline that abruptly ended. All of their results pointed to humankind. Every time humankind evolved, so in fact did the benign races flourish, and so also the demise of those non-life-enhancing repressive races came closer. And so a huge, huge effort was made to attack, abduct, do anything they could to the major light workers on the planet. And this is a very, very powerful indication to us just how archetypal man is, number one. Number two, how incredibly powerful the few are. It was when I went into God consciousness for the first time in the second weekend, I think it was, or the first weekend in November, while I was in front of a class in Texas in 2000, that I actually had a prophecy given We had massive visitations of masters and angels during the class, during that event. And what happened is that they gave us a prophecy, and they said, upon the backs of a few, the future shall pivot. The light and way showers, the light beacons and the way showers of our planet, my brothers and sisters, are in fact those few whose backs the future has been pivoting on. And so where did they want to repress the human race? Well, they targeted the light beacons, and they often targeted them when they were just children. So there were huge abductions happening. And in that time period, many, many of the major light workers came to me and said, you have got to help me. This is going on. I've tried to call on the angels. I've tried to call on, you know, sent so-and-so, ascended mastery, this or that. Nothing but nothing is helping. During that time, I had similar problems because I adopted a most wonderful little baby girl as a single parent in November of 1999. And this beautiful little thing became a target, and she was able to see the aliens as they were coming in and out of the house. And it was a horrific time. And so as I started to interact with beings face-to-face in the hidden realms during the subsequent years, I begged them to find me the best beings anywhere in the cosmos that could actually deal with this threat from this alien agenda. And the agenda, of course, was suppress the light workers, you suppress man, no way showers, man flounders, and then we live a little longer so we can figure out how to totally control them, and then hopefully we will survive as these non-life-enhancing races. But in each instance that I send somebody out, and I remember distinctly doing it twice, I might have done it more than that, but each instance that I sent somebody out to find them, once I sent six spirits out, please find the best person to cope with the alien threat. My brothers and sisters, in each instance, after being gone in some instances days, in some instances weeks, they came back and said, you are. And, oh my gosh, I've tried everything. This just cannot be. And my child is under attack, and nothing I've done has worked, just like everybody else, you know. Some of the Native American shamans said, oh, no, they're not doing it any longer. And in fact, some of the people on the reservation were the most abducted because they had a very extrasensory ability in the races of indigenous peoples. But they didn't know what to do, so they turned a blind eye. And in some instances, I even am aware that some of these Native elders interacted with what they called the Star Brothers, and in exchange for having their people abducted, they received various powers. That is, of course, not the norm, but it did happen as well. So what happened is that, of course, I've told my story on the other shows, but in 2005, when I was called before someone that I really didn't know existed, which is the mother of all life, and was told that I was to gather the masters from the planet around me, the way showers would find their way to me, and together we would turn the key that would open the membranes and allow the Earth's ascension to take place. It is truly so, my brothers and sisters, that this started in 2005 in February, and by August of 2005, we started to pull into their total demise, one nefarious, hostile race after the other. And there was an incident where in August, I was told that there was a massive attack on the Earth being planned, a huge war in heaven. And this was the second war planned, and I mentioned this briefly in our program description, that there were two major wars averted, and the other war was actually led by the dragons. And I described that quite in detail in my book, Secrets of the Hidden Realms, where the dragons on our Earth gathered a massive force, and this was described in the book of Revelation which is the last book of the Bible and was received by John on the Isle of Patmos. And so what happened is that this second war was planned by beings from the planets within the Orion system. And this, I must give you a little preamble to this interaction, which was their final interaction, because by the next shift our planet made, their entire race was gone. So this particular race, these aliens, I had had massive attacks from them. They were the ones that were actually abducting my little girl. And when I found myself at one point, they managed to abduct me. They shot something into the top of my head and managed to pull me out of the shield of my house, the way that you would pull a fish out of the ocean. And they pulled me onto their craft, and this story, again, is in Secrets of the Hidden Realms, where I found 300 indigo children confined and 50 oriental, so I think they were Chinese children, the brilliant, brilliant children, were also abducted. They were the dream bodies, so the child would be walking around almost in a daze, and I know that the day that that happened to my little girl, she changed completely. She could no longer see interdimensionally. She was subdued. A lot of the life seemed to have gone out of her. And to make a long story short, my brothers and sisters, when I actually was able, through mother's instruction, to set these children free, there she came. She woke up in the morning and sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. She just clung to me. For the whole day, I'd strapped her to my back, and for several days, actually, after that, just strapped her to my back so she could feel the comfort of me because of that peace that had been abducted and was returned. There have been horrific stories of abductions, some by adults and some by light children, and there, in fact, was, according to the mother, over 1 million beings that were removed off-planet from humanity, or many of them missing children that just end up missing, and they were taken. And so at one point, mother called all these souls back to the human spirit world so that they could reincarnate again in their home, which is Earth. And the joy in the spirit world was so huge that it, again, assisted our planet to move up. The reason that those beings came back and said, you, is not the direct issue, but there was a direct way of coping with them as well that I was taught finally after years of struggling with it very unsuccessfully. But it was due to the fact that I would be on the earthly plane, this key turner that mother would utilize to open membranes for the physical life of Earth to move through. And so this was, in fact, their demise. But there was another way given to me. The little girl that I had, she would wake up in the morning. I would be so upset I would sleep over this child to try and prevent her from being taken. And yet in the morning she would have these marks on her body and her just this absolute terrorized look in her eyes that broke my heart. I lay one day on the earth and sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. I said, I just cannot keep going like this. And this wonderful, gentle voice of the earth said to me, you don't need to. Every time there are hostile ships in the planet's atmosphere, the minute they enter the atmosphere, you will feel a terrible nausea, and no matter where you are, what you do is you can, you know, that she gave me an actual method of opening the membrane of time and shooting them back in time without their craft to a place on their own planet. And so this method, I started working with time in dealing with them, but sometimes I was awakened multiple times a night from the nausea, and this went on for years. It certainly went on all of 2004 and part of 2005. I'm not sure how much before that, but what happened is that I would stay nauseous until every single ship had been sent through. when those Orions managed to abduct me, and I was actually saved from that situation by a benign alien that assisted me and got me off the ship. But when that happened, they called to see who is this person that has been doing this to our ships. When we went through the 13th great shift of ascension in 2005, they were waiting for us to come through this gate in the membrane that had been opened, that they had managed to time travel through. And they had a ship there of all of their craft. They were planning on attacking the Earth. And as we moved through, they were hiding 7 years, well, actually it was 13 years ahead of us, but there was a wrinkle in time on the seventh year, which had to be taken into consideration. And so part of the seventh year wasn't there. It was like a wrinkle in time. But they were waiting 13 years ahead for us to pull through. Minutes after we pulled through, Mother destroyed that entire flotilla of spacecraft. And by the next time we ascended, their whole race was gone. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll come back and see some of the other agendas. And the story does get more pleasant, so stay with us.
Albion continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the interrelationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The book, A Life of Miracles, Mystical Keys to Ascension. This book is deeply inspiring and motivational in its content. It is unique in its field of making man's relationship as a microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. Its detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, ascension. Almeen's gift as a mystic are a revelation to all who know her. She is an international phenomenon and certainly deserves to be. That's from His Excellency, Sir Koval Young, Governor General of Belize in Central America. What a priceless experience to be able to catch a glimpse into one of the most remarkable lives of our time. This book is bound to have an indelible impression. That's from the Ambassador Armin Sarkeesian, former Prime Minister of the Republic of Armenia. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almeen journeys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Well, in our talkings today about the alien agendas that have been with humanity, the benign races also saw that if it were not for the rapid rise of humanity, their future under the hands of those who were the repressive races didn't look very good. And so their intense desire was to strengthen humanity as this pivot point upon which everything hinged. Their way of doing it, however, was counterproductive. There was at one time a number given to me by an Andromedan craft, and on this Andromedan craft I had four women with me in a class at that time, and for the week we would basically take an on and off the craft virtually the entire class day at least, and some of the nights. And so they taught me a great deal of things. Their teachings have helped me understand the anatomy of change that I give in Journey to the Heart of God, and the transmutation, transformation, transfiguration, and so forth, what that means. And then also what they gave me is their companionship for about 6 months after that experience. There was a tall man and a woman, they have slightly bluish skin, that would be by my side when I was lecturing, and if I put my finger on my forehead, they would give me information regarding topics that I was addressing with the class, for instance, science and so on. So they were wonderfully helpful. They told me, now it's not my own information, doesn't come from the Infinite Mother, where most of my information comes from, but they told me that there were over a million Pleiadians that had incarnated among man. Now that's just the Pleiadian races. There were many from Lyra, Turians, from many of the other star systems. And their primary agenda was to assist. The thing that they did not realize, however, and it seemed that the Andromedans did find it out, and so you find very few Andromedans that actually incarnated into human form. But they found out that man is the archetype of the cosmos. Every species has what we used to call grids, but because their linear nature has been changed according to the newer geometry in the cosmos, which are fields, the actual grids we can call fields, but every species has a field that tells it how to be. The highest wisdom of it is in there, and so on. We've all heard of the hundreds monkey syndrome, you know, where if 99 monkeys figure something out, it doesn't change the whole species, but by the time you get to 100 monkeys, the whole species knows what the 100 monkeys know. There's a critical number, and the reason is that it puts enough information into the field of monkeys of that species that it affects them. So if something is puzzled out by monkeys over on one island, the monkeys on the other island are going to know it as well if there are enough of them that find it out. So in the same way, the fields of humanity represented our highest wisdom, our experiential knowledge, the very unique gifts that only humankind have, incidentally, which is their uncanny ability to solve problems and to access what has never before been known in the cosmos, which is why they became the pivot point for the ascension. They are, this is one of the reasons why, incidentally, there are several major reasons, which perhaps we can cover today. But one of the reasons is these abilities, because it's where the unknowable meets the known that growth lies. And I mean the growth of all beings in the cosmos, because the unknowable is something no one knows. And humanity is on that cutting edge where that can be accessed. Humanity is also the densest species. And if you have an ascension, you cannot raise it up from the top. You split the levels like a blister on the skin or something. You have to raise it from the densest level, which is the bottom. And so, my brothers and sisters, as these aliens were incarnating among us, hoping to help us, but not actually being very equipped to deal with the density, they had no idea how much they would suffer, because they didn't even have a clue about how to be a human. They came from very high levels, and many of the light workers that I've worked with are these beings that have come in from higher levels that are in fact struggling immensely with just day-to-day living. So as they came in, the unfortunate thing is that they started to pollute the human grid, because the human grid had very unique things. Example is the ability to what they call mercurially, to, like, just in a heartbeat be angry and then laugh at the next moment at yourself and then the next moment cry because now you see that you've made a big mistake and hurt someone. But all these rapid changes of emotion, other star beings don't have that. They also have not had even remotely a smidgen of the density that we have had to cope with. As a result, because up until August of 2006, and we describe in the book The Ring of Truth exactly what transpired at that time, where there was this massive polar shift in the cosmos, changing many of the laws of reality. But up until that time, growth came through opposition. Guess where we had the most opposition? You betcha, right here. And so, as we were facing opposition, we were also able to grow the most rapidly. In fact, I believe it was a brother that came into one of my classes from one of the Orion planets when I was lecturing in Toronto. I think it is he that said this, but he said that your children have more ability to problem solve than the elders and the Pleiades can in 10,000 of your Earth years. That was his statement to us. He said, that is your gift to the cosmos. So these things started to be polluted. Another thing that started to be polluted that is very particular to man is his passion. Man's sex drive and his kundalini and his passion started to become very weak, and sex between couples became more weak than before. The passionate feeling between couples that there was seemed to have been gone. And this is part of the human gift, because with that rising kundalini comes a great deal of power to change reality. And as these well-meaning aliens started incarnating among us, they brought this wishy-washy passion, from our perspective, of course, from theirs, it's perfectly normal, that was not normal to humankind. So these are just some examples, but there are many things that became tainted. It's only in 2007 that the Infinite Mother decreed that aliens that have come in here had a choice. They could either go home, or they had to actually start to conform to the human grid. In other words, they had to become human. But aliens incarnating, that was no longer permissible. Now, a lot of aliens have come to assist us in a whole other way. They came to bring us technology. They came to bring us cutting-edge information that could make life better. And let's take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we will see who they gave this to. Didn't filter through to the masses, so where did it go?
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almine. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Of heaven with Almin. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almin.
welcome back to our third segment. And we wanted to see where did all this technology and beneficial methods and so on of life that aliens brought to this planet, where did it go? Well, for many years, they looked at who actually was governing the planet. And all of us have sort of heard one way or the other through the years that there are a group that in fact stood behind the worldly governments and were really the ones that at that time were thought to be pulling the strings. Now, I had some really interesting insights about this particular group, my brothers and sisters. I became aware that they did no longer exist in the physical during the Ascension, because there were several instances in which they were being, from the top down, disappearing. And the top, by the way, is not even the usual things that we think it is. There was simply 10 of them, 9 with voting rights, and they don't even have a name. The names we have for this sort of elite group and so on, it's not what we think. They are far above those. But from the top down, they started to cease to exist. Now, the interesting thing of it is that they didn't cease to exist altogether the way that those races were, in that they were dissolved into the ocean of consciousness, never to incarnate again, which is the second death that many scriptures speak about. They did not go into a second death. They only went to a spirit world. Who were they? To my great surprise, about a week to 10 days ago, and incidentally, I have a diary that's a blog diary, and how to get there is on our website. But day by day, as things change in the cosmos, as revelations occur, many thousands of people worldwide hold my hand in this journey, so that things that happen in their own life go, aha, that's what was happening. Because as the major way showers, your life is going to parallel cosmic events. And it has given so much meaning to all of our lives. And we have wonderful letters to say that. So, you know, by all means, please join us. It's my diary that I just keep for myself, but I'm sharing it on the blog diary, so you can join with me as well. For instance, in the last few days, we've received a massive body of alchemical secrets and the way to ascend through alchemy. And I just, you know, it's 2 o'clock here in the morning, now it's 2:30 in Dublin. I just got through at 1:45, writing down the first methods of how to use this alchemy. And see, places where you could share things like that is on my diary. I wrote about this discovery regarding this elite group that was gathering the technology that many benign alien races were bringing, thinking that they were, of course, the leaders, giving it to them, but it never filtered through to the masses. So who were they? My brothers and sisters, I became aware when, with my beloved brothers and sisters, the Sacred Order of the Serpent Mound, a group of masters that guard the sacred libraries inside the Order of the Serpent Mind in Ohio, I became aware with them when we were there that through their oracles, through their own masters' visions, through my own experiences, that there are a very large group of serpents on Earth called the Ashanta. They are, in fact, the mound builders. The mound builders that came later and put their graves and things into those mounds, no, those actually are not the builders of those mounds. We had one of the beings that were inside the library come into our class where we were meeting together and say to us they were created by large serpents, and those serpents were the Ashanta. Information and communications back and forth with the Ashanta have happened since then, and apparently these 9 plus 1 were Ashanta serpents. They were not even human. They were, you know, shape-shifting as humans, so they looked like humans for those very, very few that saw them, but they were not. They were Ashanta serpents. Now, the Ashanta serpents, there's a planet in the Pleiades that is for them a planet where there's a whole race of Ashanta serpents. But there were a few of them here on Earth. Some of them have as their task to eliminate density. Some, you know, were part and parcel of these holy libraries that I've been speaking of, where we've been translating many records out of that have opened worldwide. And then the other thing that has happened is that they apparently, and some of them took it upon themselves to become the government that would stand behind other governments and pull the strings. And so, unfortunately, in the very beginning, according to the mother, because I asked her about this, she says that at the very beginning, their intentions were pure. It was to assist the human race at a time when there was a horrific repression of humanity's spirituality and spiritual gifts. But eventually, they became self-serving themselves. And so, they apparently have not deserved to be annihilated totally. They are walking back into bodies, and they're receiving a vast amount of funding to do good on Earth. And it is their way to karmically make up for all the years of the self-serving exclusiveness of their lives. So that was just a very interesting thing there. But their technology was so far ahead of what we thought of as the cutting edge of human science because they got these from benign aliens. You know, are any of their massive repressive programs still out there? They may still be floating around some of the lower echelons of repressive areas of the government. But my brothers and sisters, so many of you are saying, listen, if we're going through these ascensions, which we are, why is it that they're still dropping the chemtrails, doing this, doing that? You know, this talk of all these coffins that people see on internet sites. Please, instead of focusing on that which is obsolete, focus on what is becoming. And that is one of the main reasons why I've been putting this diary up. No matter where I am, I can be on an airplane, but I write my diary and it gets posted. So you know, it's our way of focusing on what is becoming, not what is totally obsolete. Yes, they're dropping the chemtrails, and they've been dropping the chemtrails for years. So where is this huge, massive pandemic that they had hoped to create, which is a form of, it simulates tuberculosis in the lungs, but it was actually a fungus infection of the lungs, and where this fungus comes from are airline tanks, and it grows above something like 30,000 feet or so. So, you know, what kind of immunity was man supposed to have against something that grows in gasoline, airplane gasoline, above 30,000 feet? They were quite sure that by now, you know, there would be a very controllable situation where fear would suppress everybody and make them controllable. My brothers and sisters, we are not ill. We don't have the epidemics. They are pouring these things down from the sky. In fact, you can pick up little pockets of it, like a green substance in rock formations in the higher hills. But we have not been made ill of it. That's because there is a book that exists, and it's spoken of in Revelations, and it's called the Book of Life. And it later became known as the Book of Creation. But it's the same book. And the Book of Life, or the Book of Creation as it is now known, writes the laws of reality. In there, it was very strongly stated by the Infinite Mother that no matter what they drop, it will not make us ill. In fact, it will be like an antidote to illnesses. So, to our, you know, it was, I believe, in, let me think. It was in February of 2008 when USA Today had on their front cover that cancer rate has dropped in the United States. Now, how feasible is it for the cancer rate to drop? We're becoming stronger. All the attempts at the bird flu and all these things have not panned out. There aren't massive epidemics. And even though, you know, horrible photos of people are being spread on the internet hoping to cause some panic, they're not in our streets, and all their attempts have indeed failed. The geopathic stress on the planet should be more, it's become less. Hence, there's less symptoms of cancer. The very core issue of cancer has been zero-point energy in the body that was around the life force center. This has been removed by the Infinite Mother. We have a book that's out in a week or two, and it's called Windows into Eternity. And Windows into Eternity explains zero-point energy, how it happens. And in fact, zero-point energy was developed in the human body through a very specific thing, which is a good topic to just add in here when we're looking at aliens coming to Earth. And then in our last segment, we will discuss why there's actually more sightings, more ships coming, and why we shouldn't worry about it. So the zero-point energy in human bodies, which was around the life force center, which up until last year was in the belly button area, but it was moved up to the heart center in May of 2007. This zero-point energy was the result of the following. My brothers and sisters, in the book, The Gift of the Unicorns, in the second part of it, we give the gift of the cycles. And you will see that for many, many eons of existence, the true God of truth was not accessible to us because he was waiting in higher realms. The gods that we were dealing with were in fact imposter, male gods masquerading as the real God of truth. And there's the insights about God, goddess, mother, father, they never cease for me. They keep growing. And I know that in the recent entries into the diary, quite a bit of insight about that has come. So the imposter gods did the following. They disempowered humans by saying, you know, if you're good, I'll reward you. If you're bad, I'll punish you. Never telling us that we are creating our own reality by the purity of our thoughts or the pure emotions of our hearts, but instead saying, you know, go to an outside source. As we were giving this adoration to an imposter god that for eons was standing in front of us saying, I'm God the Father, what happened is that he was feeding off humankind's energy. And humankind's energy, my brothers and sisters, the release of it is enormous, because the greater the density, the greater the energy and the power held within it to keep it at that dense level. And so what happened is that the Infinite Mother, loving her children, kept replenishing the energy. They kept giving it away to God the Father. And so at the end of the day, she was really empowering God the Father. I mean, if Johnny helps Susie, but Susie is giving the money he is helping her to buy groceries with into the pockets of, say, her drug-addicted son, Johnny is, in fact, buying drugs for the son. This is the sort of dynamic that was occurring. We often think, and that is what caused the zero point around the life force center. So Mother has done that away in the human body. We have created a website, almeanhealing.com, so that we can inform healers of things that change in the body, because we are in this massive cosmic ascension. And the cosmic ascension has gotten rid of all hostile alien races. So do not think that because beings come in great expansion, with great love, with great abilities, my brothers and sisters, do not think that because they have higher frequency that they are more advanced. You have very unique gifts, very specific things. It's just as disempowering as giving our power to an imposter god. Instead of knowing that we are as vast as the cosmos, a unique perspective of the infinite superimposed over all things. So let's not lose our power in interacting with these star brothers. And we'll discuss that a little more, and then we'll see why they're here. But let's take a quick commercial break.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. So, what is special and unique about man? According to the Andromedans, we were thought to be the sort of latecomers, the last and bottom of the evolutionary scale. As far as beings go, they didn't regard us as very highly evolved or developed. In fact, their words to me were as follows. It is amazing to me that you hold together all together. Because of the momentary swings in moods, in emotions, and the activity of your minds, how is it possible that you can stay stable? And so for many years, we were regarded as sort of the foster child or the stepchild of the cosmos, not very developed, neither scientifically nor spiritually. However, this was not the case at all. And in the last 6 months, there has in fact been a pedigree of the star races made available cosmically to those star races. Ancient, ancient pedigrees that precede some of the big bangs that happened in the cosmos. And so these ancient records have pointed straight to man as the elders, as the forefathers of the species of the cosmos. In multiple records and in the history of the cycles given by the cosmic history keepers, it is said that the Earth is the cradle of civilization. And that is why she has such incredible diversity, because she's like a genetic library. Little species that are on our Earth somewhere else are primary species. And so what has happened here is that on Earth, we have become noticed as races suddenly started to see, but wait a minute, we originated from this peculiar race right down there at the bottom of density. Did we come from that density? Well, in fact, we were at the top. And at one point, the human race was the most elevated of all races. And then from us, other races were developed and they became lower, you know, each one down a step on the ladder. But it became necessary to bring our children home. That's a phrase that Mother often uses with me. So it became necessary for an ascension to take place. because the descension cycles had already begun for multiple reasons that I do write about in Windows into Eternity, and some of it is also given in the Isis material of Opening the Doors of Heaven. The bottom line of it is that humanity sank down through the races, ending up as the densest race at the bottom, but having the most capability of finding their way home because of this unique issue that they have the best problem-solving and analytical skills. And in coming down to the densest levels of existence, they came to the membrane where the known and the unknowable meet. And through turning the unknowable into the known through their experiences, they enhance the growth of every creature in the cosmos. My brothers and sisters, when stellar races give us information, it might be unknown to us, but it isn't unknown to the rest of the cosmos, or at least to them. So it's going to help us grow, because there's personal growth when you turn the unknown into the known. But the unknown to us still means that it's known somewhere else in the cosmos. But the unknowable, aha, that's way different. Because the unknowable, see, nobody knows. And so, we have the capability of knowing things that guides, angels, star beings talking or channeling through us cannot hope to tell us. Because they're not at that point where this unknowable can on a day-by-day basis be accessed. That's what I do in my classes. That's why the growth is so astronomical, because we deal with the unknowable. And that is what I share with you on my diary. It's something that has not been known before. Well, does the infinite know it? Yes, the infinite knows it. But the infinite expressing within the cosmos during ages of descension, it was actually a case of portions of the infinite mind going to sleep. And portions of the infinite's heart brain, which is you will read about on the blog diary, it's very prevalent in the last few days of recordings, also went to sleep. So there are portions of existence that we had to remember. And remembering it in a brand new way made life fuller and richer. The star races do not have this ability. They look to man for the unknowable. My brothers and sisters, our classrooms are thick with beings. Mothers have made a rule that they need to stay outside. This week they're not outside. We have, in fact, she's called multiple angels, and we've had 12 lost kingdoms come through this week. So it's been quite a hectic week, and our class has been like Grand Central Station, but it's so life-altering to walk into that room. You walk out and you're in a whole different world. But normally they're not allowed in. We have, on many instances, had them around our class speaking to us. Why are they here? Mother has said that the only reason aliens can come to Earth at this time is because they come to learn. And if they don't come to learn, they may not come. So what she has done is she put 265 lords of light to guard the shield around the earth. She has put in the book of creation that they cannot be fooled or they cannot be misled in terms of the agendas of the aliens that are coming into our planetary space. If they do not come with pure intent, and if they do not come to learn, but they're trying to teach, which is again a form of, you know, interfering with this very, very unique mission of humanity, then they may not enter. Now, I wish to tell you, and I'm not going to take the time because we're actually almost out of it, but on the blog diary, and I've just faxed it actually to America to be typed and put on our blog diary, so it may be arriving tomorrow even on our diary. But we speak about little loopholes where aliens did in fact make it into government, into areas in our world. They were stealing human tissue from hospitals, from aborted fetuses, from cadavers. As they newly passed away, they were stealing this genetic tissue and actually trading it because of the benefits man has in their fields. There are some things that some alien races wanted for their own. And that this was the direct result of the major light workers allowing others to steal their peace of mind. And that is why this theft was committed. And Mother gave me instruction that the light workers everywhere needed to be informed, please to see that they do not allow others to steal their peace of mind, that they know without a shadow of a doubt their connection to source and that their being is their sustenance. The other issue of alien in government that happened, which these two instances have now been cleared up, but it shows you how when we don't live our highest truth, we let foreign elements like that come in. But it was that we allowed others to pull our strings. We lived to pacify others. If we lived, say, with somebody that was moody, we tippy-toed around them to keep them in a good mood, or we tried to please them, or mothers serve their children. But allowing outside circumstances to dictate our actions is a foreign government within. And so we keep our planet safe and pristine and pure for humanity by keeping our lives that way. That is the power of the major light workers. And now, my brothers and sisters, we come to the end of our show. I have so enjoyed being with you, and next time we speak again, I will be in Oregon. And until then, thank you so much and much love here from Dublin in Ireland.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, The Mystical World We Live In, with Al Mean. Please join us again next week. Thank you.